Supreme Court heard opening arguments today in that immunity challenge that's going on right now with President Donald J. Trump. Now, many of you guys know the president believes, and the rest of us too, honestly agree with him, that he should have presidential immunity and shouldn't be prosecuted because, well, he's the president of the United States, and that's what most of us deem as his rights. And it's interesting because, well, what would our country be like if we could actually prosecute presidents for their actions in office? It's really a question that many of us should be asking. And Justice Brett Kavanaugh did just that today when he was grilling, obviously, the DOJ about the potential prosecution of President Barack Obama. Take a listen.
How about President Obama's drone strikes?
So the Office of Legal Counsel looked at this very carefully and determined that, number one, the federal murder statute does apply to the executive branch. The president wasn't personally carrying out the strike, but the aiding and abetting laws are broad. And it determined that a public authority exception that's built into statutes and that applied particularly to the murder statute because it talks about unlawful killing did not apply to the drone strike. So this is actually the way that the system should function. The Department of Justice takes criminal law very seriously. It runs it through the analysis very carefully with established principles. It documents them, it explains them, and then the president can go forward in accordance with it. And there is no risk of prosecution for that course of activity.
Thank you for your...
Oh, the DOJ takes this very, very seriously. Well, that's refreshing to hear, of course. That was a bunch of lies. And why does he sound like a female, by the way, the DOJ special counsel? Anyways, the rest of it went on to being quite interesting as well. So let's continue to highlight a couple of key points during today's opening hearing. Justice Neil Gorsuch made a really important point when he asked whether or not a president could pardon himself to avoid being prosecuted by the new administration. Take a listen.
What would happen if presidents were under fear that their successors would criminally prosecute them for their acts in office, whether they're engaged in drone strike, all the hypotheticals. I'm not going to go through them. It seems to me like one of the incentives that might be created is for presidents to try to pardon themselves. Do you have any thoughts about that?
That is, I didn't think of that until Your Honor asked it. That is certainly one incentive that might be creative. What we think is most important.
I mean, we've never answered whether a president can do that. Happily, it's never been presented to us.
And if the doctrine of immunity remains in place, that's likely to remain the case for those very issues. As Fitzgerald, I think, very powerfully emphasized, the real concern here is there going to be bold and fearless action? Is the president going to have to make a controversial decision where his political opponents are going to come after him the minute he leaves office? Is that going to unduly deter? Is that going to dampen the ardor of that president to do what our constitutional structure demands of him or her, which is bold and fearless action in the face of controversy?
And perhaps if he feels he has to, he'll pardon himself every 4 years from now on.
But that, as the court pointed out, wouldn't provide the security because the legality of that is something that's never been addressed.
It's an interesting argument to bring up, I have to say. We've never had to look at that before because, well, we haven't seen an administration quite like this one that goes after their opponents by using the courts and using the prosecutors to manipulate law to go after the person who's looking to replace them. I mean, it's the most obscene thing that we've seen this far by our DOJ, but it's not surprising, of course. They hate President Trump and they're looking to do whatever they can to go after him. But what would that mean for the new administration stepping in and prosecuting their opponent? Well, keep in mind, folks, if there's no such thing as presidential immunity, that means Joe Biden himself, when he steps out of the White House, could be prosecuted. Now, what would that do? That would create a really toxic environment because, well, Joe Biden has committed crimes. There's no doubt there. So let's say President Trump takes over and then President Trump decides to go after him. Well, again, he wouldn't want that happening. So he'd likely do things that are extremely radical to make sure he does not lose his reelection because he cannot risk being prosecuted. And then it creates this toxic environment where likely President Joe Biden would have to either cheat or steal an election to make sure he is not prosecuted next by the new DOJ. And yes, it is nothing we'd want to be a part of because, well, we love democracy. But them on the left, those folks, they don't love democracy. And I wanted to highlight this other clip because, well, it came from Justice Samuel Alito. And he's asking, again, folks, the incumbent president knows he may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent. What would that do? Take a listen.
I'm sure you would agree with me that a stable democratic society requires that a candidate who loses an election, even a close one, even a hotly contested one, leave office peacefully if that candidate is the incumbent.
Of course.
All right. Now, if an incumbent who loses a very close, hotly contested election knows that a real possibility after leaving office is not that the president is going to be able to go off into a peaceful retirement, but that the president may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent, will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy? And we can look around the world and find countries where we have seen this process, where the loser gets thrown in jail.
So I think it's exactly the opposite, Justice Alito. There are lawful mechanisms to contest the results in an election. And outside the record, but I think of public knowledge, petitioner and his allies filed dozens of electoral challenges. And in my understanding is lost all but one that was not outcome determinative in any respect. There were judges that said in order to sustain substantial claims of fraud that would overturn an election result that's certified by a state, you need evidence, you need proof. And none of those things were manifested.
He's pointing his finger at the corrupt courts that refused to hear President Trump's arguments regarding the election fraud that did take place around our country. And so it's just very, very interesting hearing him make that kind of rebuttal. Because realistically here, folks, what would happen if we just allowed this to take place? If the former administration was always at risk of being prosecuted by the current administration, we wouldn't have a democracy we have today. And that's just the reality here. So I know everyone right now in President Joe Biden's office is really nervous and probably hopeful, or hoping, I should say, that Trump does win this presidential immunity case in the Supreme Court. Because, well, if he doesn't, they're on the chopping block next.
Gavoderm is all natural products. I use it twice a day. I use it in the morning, and I also use it before I go to bed. And if you're looking to pick up a great body lotion, I use it every day. It's incredible. Again, the ingredients all in the back, it's listed. It's everything you can pronounce, because guess what? It's all natural. This one's a good one. You have to get this product. Click down the link below. Gavoderm is the product name, and the promo code for 10% off right now is Brianna. Gavoderm is all natural products. I use it twice a day. I use it in the morning, and I also use it before I go to bed. And if you're looking to also improve your under eye a little bit, I've got to recommend this one for you too. It's also on Gavoderm's website right now. It is the eye cream. It's incredible. I use this under my eyes as well at nighttime. I love it. You don't put that much. Literally, a very, very small amount will do a lot. So that little amount got both of my eyes. And it's incredible. I definitely noticed the dark circles under my eyes have significantly gotten lighter, which is super important. And the creases as well, between this and the five-step system that I use, it's been incredible for my skin. So I highly recommend, if you're gonna get the five-step system, definitely add this one on. It's a great one. It's the eye cream, and it's another one that I highly recommend. You have to get this product. Click down at the link below. Gavoderm is the product name, and the promo code for 10% off right now is Brianna.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.